जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय कृष्ण बलराम की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय संबित वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओं ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददान्तीशोपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवम् शाद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादानुसहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानित्वंश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 23 टेक्स्ट 12। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रियाया प्रियमन्युचन् कर्दमो जुगमास्थितः भीमानं कामगं ख्यातः स्तर्हि वा विरचीकरत् प्रियाया प्रियमन्युचन् कर्दमो युगमास्थितः भीमानं कामगं ख्याता स्तर्ह वा विरचीकरत्। What meaning? Maitreya. The great says Maitreya. Uvacha said Priyaya of his beloved wife. Priyam, the pleasure. Anyuchan, seeking. Kardama, this says Kardama. Yogam, yogic power. Asthitaha, exercised. Vimanaha, an aeroplane. Kamagam, moving at will. Khyata, O Vidur, tarhi, instantly. Eva, quite. Avichikarat, he produced. Translation. Maitra continued, O Vidur, seeking to pleasure his beloved wife, the sage Kardama exercised his yogic power and instantly produced an aerial mansion that could travel at his will. Purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Here the words Yogam Astita are significant. The sage Kardam was completely perfect in yoga. As the result of real yoga practice, there are 8 kinds of perfection. The yogi can become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, or lighter than the lightest. He can achieve anything he likes. He can create even a planet. He can establish influence over anyone, etc. In this way, yogic perfection is achieved. And after this, one can achieve the perfection of spiritual life. Thus, it was not very wonderful for Kardamuni to create a mansion in this air, in the air, according to his own desire. To fulfill the desire of beloved wife, he at once created the palace, which is described in the following verse. Priya priya nvichan kardam yoga mastita bimanam kambagam khyatam stariva virachikaran. So as we are hearing yesterday, because devotee had performed severe austerity. And what was that austerity? Sacrifice her bodily pleasure. Sacrifice everything for husband. And why she sacrificed? To help her in yoga system. She helped her for spiritual life. Yeah. And for that thing, Kardama was feel indebted. Although servant don't have a demanding nature, but this is the nature of service. The service nature is that even servant don't demand anything, with pure selfless service, have power to achieve something from this owner. Servant don't want, but this nature of service. Yeah, like gopis. They give up everything. And when Krishna was in Mathura, in Dwaraka, Krishna was remembering gopis, more than gopis. Always remembering gopis. Why the Krishna was remembering gopis? Everyone is remembering Krishna. Everyone is indebted to Krishna. But why Krishna always remembering gopis? Directly, indirectly, always thinking about gopis. Directly, indirectly talking about gopis. About Vrindavan. He's supreme in all respects. He's not indebted to anyone. Because selfless service. They give up everything. They give up everything, Vedic rules, regulations for the pleasure of Krishna. The important is here we can understand from our spiritual point of view how the Bhuti sacrifices everything. When we sacrifice something for Guru and Krishna's pleasure, then we can understand the power of Guru and Krishna. We should not try to understand Guru and Krishna's power without sacrifice, without performing some activities for their pleasure. You know, this is not our policy. Most of the time, we want to understand Guru's power, Guru's potency, spiritual masters, Acharya's potency. It can't be realized by us without sacrificing something for Guru and Krishna. Yeah. However intelligent someone may be, however learned he may be, he can't understand these things. Although Kardamuni had all the yogic power, but he was staying within a mud hut. He never used his mystic power for his own pleasure. But when he understand that this is demand of my wife, this is not also demand, I want to give boon to Devahuti, my wife, and she sacrificed everything. Why sometimes, you know, selfless service is more valuable than the solitary bhajan? Here is the indication. Sometimes we are sitting in one place, we are chanting perfectly, crying for Krishna, remembering Krishna, Krishna's Leela. Sometimes, you know, as mentioned in Shastra, many, many devotees following in Vrindavan like that. Well, this is for qualified persons. You know, some have enough sukrutis. They perform enough services in their past life or in this life. They are eligible candidates. Even after all, they are hankering for servicing. They are hankering for service personally to Krishna, like Goswamis. Day and night they are performing bhajan. After all, they are serving Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinatha, accepting disciples, preparing notes for preachings. This is for capable persons. And we are incapable in all respect. It is fact. Especially we born in Kali Yuga. And after all, we born in such a era, material, you know, material influence is very prominent. So here, therefore, Acharya is mostly emphasis on service, selfless service. You dedicate your time, your energy, whatever qualities you have for the pleasure of Guru Krishna. The selfless service has very powerful, have so much power. It attracts the mercy from Guru and Krishna. Kardama Rishi was performing yoga, but Devahuti was just assisting. Devahuti was not performing. She was not engaged in practicing yoga. She was just helping and serving. And this missionary activities, like preaching, expanding, establishing temple, that is same. Like we are assisting our spiritual masters. You are assisting Parampara Acharyas. Principle is there, but mood is also there. Principle is there. This is the principle, Vaishnava principles, spiritual principles. But in which mood we are accepting service? In which mood we are preaching? In which mood we are serving? That is very important. So Devahuti was serving so purely, with such a pure mood. Now Kardama Rishi become very pleased. Over pleased, you can say. Become over pleased. What you want? You want nice body? Nice home? Okay, let's. Come. Devahuti wants husband's pleasure? No, husband wants Devahuti's pleasure. Therefore, Lord Kapil Dev appear. Both are involved in spiritual life. From Devahuti's womb, Lord Kapil Dev appear. In subtle way, if we analyze, then you see both wants both pleasure. But as per this discussion, we may understand how she was very earnest, very dedicated in her service. Therefore, now Kardama Rishi showing his mystic power. Yeah. So if someone wants to understand the mercy potency of Acharyas, yeah, sometimes we are in dilemma. What is mercy? I am serving for many years. I dedicated, you know, for many years, I'm serving, I'm chanting, I'm worshipping. But why I fail to understand the nature of mercy? Or why I'm not accepting, you know, how can I say, this mercy is not coming. I'm not feeling something that mercy is with me. Sometimes this doubt is coming. No. Whenever someone serving Guru and Krishna without any ulterior motive, sacrificing, the result is there. Yeah. Like in many, many, many places, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur said about holy name also, about service also. He giving example about the tree. In other season, tree is not giving fruits and flowers. It does not mean tree is valueless. Not particular season, the tree will give fruit and flower. Similarly, if someone is chanting very seriously, someone is performing service very seriously, sacrificing everything, he should not worry. Sometimes I am very worried. Oh, I am now old. I am not developing love for Krishna. But I sacrifice everything for Guru and Krishna. But why this realization is not coming? Why my mind is not fixed? We should not worry for that. We should not worry for that. Only we have to focus. Like our Gurudev used to say, you are a disciple. You should focus on your job. You should not focus on Guru's job. You should not focus on Guru's job. Guru's job is our mercy to disciple. But disciple's job is, he should always focus how to give pleasure to Guru. How can I serve my Guru? We should not worry for that. Devotee was never worried for that. But Kardamaru Sri became very pleased. From his side, he said, what you want? My dear wife, what you want? And immediately, I said, oh my Lord. He said, dear wife, and wife said, oh my Lord. Even we are very dear to Guru. Guru accepting us as very dear disciples, still Guru is Lord for us. He's Lord. Janme janme Prabhu say. We are indebted. This is feelings. This is not sentiment. This is real spiritual feelings. How we are accepting their service. But most of the time we are very worried. We are not focusing on on one point. How can I sacrifice everything for Guru and Krishna's pleasure? And Krishna himself said this in this thing in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8. And in Dwaraka, in front of Sudama, when Krishna and Balaram both went to collect wood for his spiritual master. And whole night they can't come. Heavy rain happened. Storm. And under a tree they passed the whole night. And Guru became worried. Morning time Guru became worried. Where is Krishna? Where is Balaram? Yeah. This is Guru. We are not worried, you know, for Guru's service. But Guru, Acharyas, they are very worried for his soul. He's connected with me. He come in our parampara. So why he is not engaged in my service? How can he get some benefit? So morning, Sandipani wake up and went to forest. And searching, where is Krishna and where is Balaram? So this verse you can find, this was 10, 80 and 40. Oho he putra kajuyam. Asmadarthe ati dukkhita, asmad vai atma vai praninam prestaha, taman anadrutamatvaraha. Sandipani said, oh my children, you have suffered so much for my sake. It's very important. Actually, this is Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattvas. We are serving, but we want our pleasure. Devotee was serving Kardam Rusi. But Kardam realized, and also Devahuti herself saying, my body is very skin. I'm very skinny. I'm not fit for, you know, to produce many children now. Only sacrifice everything for the sake of Guru Krishna's pleasure. Yeah. Therefore, service is sometimes more valuable than comparing to solitary bhajan. Why? When someone knows this trick, you know, that is called how can easily you can earn money? Like lottery. Eh? Lottery? Lotteries. Now it is called share markets. Eh? They're lotteries. You just invest 10 rupees, then you can find 100 rupees. $10, then you can pay $100. And selfless service is like that. Sometimes we are not very qualified. But when with not that motive we are serving, but anyhow, if we develop this mood, no, I want to serve Guru and Gauranga with selfless motive, it's work like more beneficial. Like we just compare with this lottery. Like you can get more beneficial. You can get more mercy. But important, how you are sacrificing. Oh, my children, you have suffered so much for my sake. The body most dear to every living creatures. Everyone likes body. But who can neglect his body like Devahuti, you see? All the saintly persons, you can find out, actually they neglect their body. They neglect everything. And first example, you know, we saw gopis before. Gopis, in young age, they neglect their body. Okay. But in old age, once you become old, you cannot neglect your body. Body demand. Body have a demand. No, please take care of me. Please take care of me. Yeah, in old age, mostly body itself demand. No, you have to take care of me. You have to take care of me. Young boys sometimes become intoxicated. They may not care for their body. But in old age, body actually demand. Mind also follow body. Intelligence also follow body. Now I'm old. I have to sleep more. I have to eat more. I have to take care like this, like that. But who can? Who can give up this, you know, this mentality? No, I don't want to care this body. I want to please my guru, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. It's not an easy task. In old age, once you become old, then you can realize. Once you become old, someone became actually old and a realized devotee, then he can understand how it is such a heavy risk in old days and starting a mission. And what was its seat? To give pleasure to my spiritual master. We are preaching, we are expanding, you know, we are establishing temple, but we are missing one point all. Okay, I am preaching, I am establishing temple, I am serving. Whether this will give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada, pleasure to Vaishnav, most of the time we are missing these things. But Prabhupada never missed. Always remembering his guru, coming to West, establishing parampara system, remembering spiritual master's contribution, and according to time, place, and circumstances, preaching philosophy, establishing Vaishnavism, practically impossible for anyone. And my point was that, how can you realize the power of sadhu and guru? How can you realize, like one holy name, through Prabhupada, holy name manifest? Why? It's selfless dedication. Like Mataji was reading about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna. Then you will become perfect. Now if you said to devotees, just chant Hare Krishna, you will become perfect. Who will believe? Yeah, they're chanting for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. You set someone, chant Hare Krishna and you become perfect. There is no more problem. I'm also chanting. We cannot put faith. But why such things is coming out with such potency? Dedicated. Selfless, dedicated. Souls, pure souls. Therefore, spiritual things like holy name, deities, Bhagavatam, everything manifested through them. Yeah. Manifestation is different, you know, and intellectually understanding something, intellectually preaching something, according to our level, preaching something, that is different. That is realization. Chant Hare Krishna and you will become perfect. How it is, for us, it is difficult to understand. Yeah, many places Prabhupada said these things. And why we are discussing this point, like Krishna said to Sudama, you know what my guru said? Body is very dear to everyone, but you neglect this body for my service. I am so pleased. You give up your comfort. There is a, my English is not good, please excuse me. And in India, they used to say like that, because I am not very educated boy, comfort zone. I want to stay in comfort zone and I want to serve. Ah, that is not service. That is not service. All of us, we have this mentality. We want to stay in a comfort zone. Then we want to serve. Yeah. Yes. Like, you know, police within his police station is working and helping public, that is comfort zone, because he's staying in police station. But securities, how can border securities, in India, there's a BSF, border securities force. They're not in comfort zone. They're not in their stations. They're in the border. Yeah. And life, actually, a devotee's life is like that. He never wants a comfort zone. I like this place. I like this bhajan kutir. I like this time. Yes. Then I'll serve my spiritual master. Or I'll serve Krishna. That is not our principle. Therefore, Santamuni Muni said, I am very pleased. Yeah, because body is very dear to everyone. And both of you neglect this bodily pleasure for my service. And now I want to give you boon. Then he said, what is the duty of a disciple? Then he said, yeah, duty of a disciple, duty of a wife, just wife, same. Etata eva sasyasya kartavyam guru niskritam yadvi visuddha bhavenam sarvarthartmarpanam guruhu. One important word is visuddha bhavena. When we are serving Guru and Krishna according to our capacity, our mood should be very pure. I am serving a pure devotee. I am serving pure devotee's deity. I am serving pure devotee's mission. This is called visuddha bhava, with a pure mood. Service, like our Gurudev says, Krishna don't want, Krishna will never accept your service unless love is not there. Krishna wants loving service. You must have love. When you are performing some service, even you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are worshipping, you are preaching, you must have some love for Krishna. This is called loving service. This is called visuddha bhava. Sandipani Muni became very pleased. You neglect this body, both of you neglect this body whole night. You are residing under a tree, heavy rain was there. But after all, you are ready to serve me. I am over pleased. And then he said, this is the duty. This indeed the duty of true disciple to repay the debt to their spiritual master by offering him with pure heart their wealth, and even their very life. Very life. Yes. Like devotee. She never care. King's daughter never care. Yeah, this is not a history. This just realize. Yeah. Approaching, serving, pleasing a yogi is not easy. Nah. A devotee, you can please a devotee very easily. Give little prasadam, pay obeisances. Devotees are very merciful. But yogis, they're very strict in, they have, you know, particular diet, particular rules, particular regulations. Yeah. And a king's daughter is serving. This is called Visuddha Bhava. Yadvai Visuddha Bhavena Sarva Artha Atma Samarpanam Guru. And a vivid example, like gopis here, devotees. Yeah. This is indeed the duty of true disciple to repay the debt to their spiritual master by offering him with pure hearts their wealth and even their very life. Yes. Unless we offer something, how can we realize the spiritual power? We want to understand mercy. We want to understand spiritual power of Sri Guru. We want to understand the spiritual power of deities, Tulsis, Vaishnavs. Actually, that does not happen. With a pure mood, unless we sacrifice something, how can we realize these things? This is not a matter of intelligent. How can I say intellectually? This is not intellectually we can understand all these things. No, intellectual level and spiritual level is different. Intellectually, you can assuming something. Maybe this is like that. This is like that. That can pacify your mood. That can pacify your mind. But above intellectual, the spiritual field is there. And spiritual field means that is revelations. Yeah. Yesterday I was speaking with some devotees about some matter. They are asking some about devotee. I said, you see, Srila Prabhupada disciples. Now, not I am speaking because all of you are here. And I was speaking before. Yesterday I was speaking, no one was there. I said, you see, their qualities. Now many young youth preachers or youth boys are coming. They're preaching, they're performing a wonderful service. But something happened to them, okay. They'll give up proper shelter. They may go anywhere. You can't know. But you see, the devotees, Srila Prabhupada disciple, who had served before Srila Prabhupada, with a pure mood, with a pure heart, okay, in their journey in spiritual life, maybe some hampering, some hurdles came, something came. But still you can see, they never left Prabhupada mission. They never allow some, you know, higher philosophy to their mind, above Prabhupada's philosophy. They never shake their head in front of someone. Why? Actually, they're honest. They're simple-hearted. Yeah, our Gurudev used to say, if you have weakness for many lives, still there is hope. Still there is hope. You can receive Guru and Krishna's mercy. But if you are duplicitous, you don't have faith on Guru and Krishna, and you are performing a big job, you can't get anything. Weakness is different. Duplicitousness is different. And unless we sacrifice ourselves, we can't realize the power of paramparacharyas. Yeah. Like deity worship. We are coming, performing deity worship. But this is called Archa Avatar. Incarnation. One of the incarnation. Krishna's incarnation. So how we are performing? In which mood we are offering? In which mood we are serving? Accordingly, he will reciprocate with us. Yeah. Accordingly, you know, Sringar, you can see the form. Same dress, same garland. Anyone come to this temple today, he may saw the same dress, but feeling is different. Everyone has a different feeling. Seeing garland, seeing, flower, turban. Spiritual things, it depends on how we are accepting or how we are ready to dedicate something for Guru and Krishna. Accordingly, reciprocation will come. That is called revelation. It doesn't matter only, we have to think so many things. We have to discuss philosophy. Okay, that is good. We are discussing philosophy. Intellectually want to understand something. That is good. But after all, last point, we have to sacrifice. We have to be ready to serve. Then we can realize what is blessing. And how mercy potency is very powerful. And how it's acting on you. Acting on individual devotees. That is a matter of realization. Without sacrifice, we can't. We can't. How Guru and Krishna is helping you, how he's guiding you, how he's giving you intelligence. Yeah, like your shadow. Wherever you are going, your shadow is there. Sometimes it is visible, sometimes it does not visible. But you cannot say shadow is different. Shadow is always with you. So more someone sacrifice with a pure heart, more you can realize, okay, Guru and Krishna is always with me. He's helping me, guiding me. And whatever service I am performing, it is their blessings. Individually, I don't have any identity. I belong to Guru and Krishna. Then we can understand, like now, Kardam Rishi manifests yogic power. So when we sacrifice, then we may understand the yogic things. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, in this connection, in this way, yogic perfection is achieved. And after this, one can achieve the perfection of spiritual life. Yeah. After anima, lagima, prakipta, sita, vasita, kama, vasita, all these eight siddhis, above someone can get spiritual perfections. This is in 11th canto. Krishna said all these things to Uddhava. Here, 11. Also, 5, 6, 15 about Rishabhdev. Prabhupada mentions a nice purport about 5, 6, 15. Translation: Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhdev even with his mind? It is not for ordinary yogi can follow even Rishabhdev in his mind. Why? Lord Rishabhdev rejected all kind of yogic perfection. Therefore, Prabhupada said, above this yogic perfection, spiritual life. Lord Rishabhdev rejected all kind of yogic perfection which other yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhdev? That means above the yoga system, this Ashtanga yoga system, the spiritual perfection. Above the yoga system. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada said, the real purpose of yoga system is to achieve the favor and shelter of Lord center of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Two things Prabhupada said here. Favor and shelter. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatam antaratma. This is in Bhagavad Gita. This is also in Bhagavad Prabhupada said. Favor and shelter. But the purpose is, this purpose is covered by the illusory energy of Yogamaya. Therefore, yogis, so-called yogis, are therefore allured by the superficial material perfection of anima, lagima, prapti, and so forth. Consequently, ordinary yogis cannot compare to Lord Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, that is also covered by Yogamaya. Yogis, they can't understand the value of spiritual life. They're thinking, oh, they are chanting Hare Krishna. We are yogis, we know how to create this one, that one. And also, Srila Prabhupada said, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11, 15, 26, 27, you can find all these verses. Yove madhava aparnam isitu basitu pum basituhu puman kutasitna bihayante tasya chagya yatha mamaha. A person, 11, 15, 26. A person, 27. A person who perfectly meditate on me acquire my nature of being the supreme ruler and the controller. I am supreme ruler, I am controller. So anyone who is meditate on me acquire my nature. Like, you know, sometimes devotees are countering. Why we will accept a pure devotee? Huh? How pure devotees know past, present and future? Why we accept a pure devotee's statement as absolute? Here is the answer. The 11th canto. A person who perfectly meditated on me acquires my nature of being the supreme ruler and the controller. His order, like mine, can never be frustrated by any means. And next verse said, a yogi who has purified his existence by devotion to me and who thus expertly knows the process of meditation obtaining knowledge of past, present and future, he can therefore see the birth and death of himself and others. Trikalika Gyan. Yeah, if someone is perfectly meditating on Krishna, who is chanting, who is devoted to Krishna, receiving blessings from Krishna, you know, you have to Trikalika Gyan. They know. Therefore, we are accepting the Acharya. Without any, you know, doubt, whatever they said, whatever he said, okay, that is fact. We are not searching other things. So therefore, above this yoga system, the spiritual value, the spiritual perfection. And those are devotees, Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita also said here, those are devotees, they are hankering how to serve more, how to please Krishna, and how to remember always Krishna. By this way, they can achieve all sort of perfections. Yeah, now this is time, if someone have any question or comments, yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. So, you did mention... Yes, it is, but the volume is pretty low. So, yes, Maharaj, you mentioned about serving in our comfort zone.
And actually, I'm not very expert in English. I used to hear these things. Yes. Okay. We want to serve in a comfort zone.
Right.
I'm just repeating that.
So, it appears to be that there is a fine line of difference between we wanting to serve Guru and Krishna and we want Guru and Krishna serving us. In that, like if we analyze it, at least the way I'm thinking that if when I analyze it, I'm saying that, okay, Krishna, if you provide this comfort for me, then I'm going to serve you.
Yeah.
So it's like converse, you know, conversely, I'm asking Krishna to serve me instead.
Yeah.
So serving in comfort zone or serving without comfort zone, it makes a huge difference in our practice. But Srila Prabhupada, I'm just going to make a couple other statements and see if you know, we can collate. So Srila Prabhupada also talks about that we should maintain our bodies healthy so that we can serve Krishna.
Yeah.
So is that a question of making sacrifices or not making sacrifices?
First, I have to clarify. Okay. It depends on your level. It depend on your realization. If Krishna said, Ananischintante mam yojana parjupasate, and in the last he said, Jogokhyama bahamiyaham, I will take care everything, what you have. Then first we have body. Then who will take care of this body? If whole life we want to take care of this body, we can't take care. You go to any doctor, they will advise, oh, you have shortage of vitamins. Next day you go, they will say, this is there, this is there, this is there. So we can't, one important thing, we don't want to neglect this body. We don't want to also always focus how to take care more and more. Yeah. So Krishna will take care.
Then also, Krishna says that one should not eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little.
Mm-hmm.
So, with those care for our bodies, does it necessarily bring us to the point of wanting to serve only within comfort zone, or is it an intellectual background that we have to possess that, okay, we have to maintain certain standards for us to make the necessary sacrifice?
Within the Acharya principle, everything is there. Like Prabhupada said, okay, just we are distributing prasadam, you can take prasadam. As much as you want, you may dance, chant. Different level of devotees are there. But sometimes Prabhupada said, fasting is good, but don't be weak. You should fast. Prabhupada also said something. So like you are saying these things. Actually, if you follow Acharya systems, realization comes. Okay, how much prasadam I have to eat? What is good for my stomach? What is good for my sadhana? So we have to focus on Acharya principles. What Prabhupada said? What Acharya said? Different bodies, different persons have different bodies' nature. Someone's fire is very high, someone's fire is very low. We cannot, you know, adopt the same principle for everyone, especially for the prasadam. And in India, especially in Orissa, there is a saying, for your body, you are the only doctor. What doctor can help you? You know, for your body, you are the doctor. You have to always judge. Okay, I'm taking this prasadam, what is its reaction? It is helping me to wake up early. Digestion system is good. I feel enthusiastic. Okay, I will continue this prasadam. But we should not worry always about this body. We should not always. Krishna will take care. We don't want to neglect, but we don't want to also sometimes extra care. Yeah, especially if you approach always doctor will advise you all these things and very difficult to follow. He said, 4 times you have to eat. Even after Mangalati you have to eat. Don't stay in empty stomach. Then always you will search. After Mangalarti, we have to chant, finish our rounds. No, he will say, no, don't stay in empty stomach. But what sort of disease and age factor is there, disease is there. Different devotees have different, you know, conditions. But important is following Acharya principles. Like Prabhupada said in Dhruvmar's life history, about myth of book. Only Narad Muni said, Dhruva, you want to perform austerity, but you should not eat more. Be regulative in your eating. But never, Narad Muni said, how much you have to eat. Only said, you be regulative in your diet. But he was such an expert disciple, such a first class disciple, he increased his own bhajan and decreasing own bhojan. Eating, his every month he's decreasing as his bhojan eating and increasing his bhajan. But Guru never said these things. And he was very expert. Supersoul helped him to understand, okay, this is helpful for my bhajan. Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, until I serve the deities personally in the altar, how do I feel like deep connection with them? Like some realizations are like deity, I am not serving the deities, they are taking care of me.
No. Someone is going to market bringing vegetables. Unless you bring vegetables, therefore in our temple, anything connected with temple, anything connected with in our missionary activities, it connected with the deity. Like we are preaching, therefore devotees are coming, therefore they are serving. Preaching also deity service. Where someone is going for a donation, collecting donations. This Lakshmi is coming, there we are serving. Don't think that if someone is not, this is not deity service. This is direct, but actually this is also service. Someone is collecting flour, someone is cleaning, someone is cooking, someone is cleaning utensils. Everything is connected. If you know, if assistant is called, in our India it is called a backup pujaris, backup, dirty backup boy. If they will not clean the plates, then how can a pujari offer? If someone will not cook, if someone will not bring Lakshmi, so everything actually connected with. But it is matter of realization. Manager is not working like a labor, like president. See, or he is not always directly serving Krishna, but he's arranging everything. Always focusing. How can we take care of deities? Where Lakshmi will come? That is also deity service. It is mood. It's mood. Yeah. Okay.
Maharaj, very nice class, very provoking, thought-provoking. While you are speaking, of course, many memory was coming from the Shastra. First of all, is it possible to be self-sacrificed without intelligent guiding? I could not find within me.
Yeah.
While you were speaking, I was going through, because Prabhupada mentioned one sloka, etad ishasya ishanam prakritastapi tad gune sada atmasthito jata buddhi ashraya. And I was thinking also, Krishna also said how to serve him. He said, mayeva mana adasta mai buddhi niveshaya mayarpita mano buddhi. Without doubt, you will stay with me and serve me if you bring your mind and intelligence. So how can you say intelligence is lower and then...
So different, Krishna in that verse said about different varieties of devotees.
Yes.
So important, if you discuss directly spiritual, you know, directly spiritual talks, we are soul. We are connecting with parampara, with saintly persons. This is the last thing, to develop a pure desire. Like Prabhupada. We are hearing about Prabhupada. We are studying Prabhupada's life history. We want to develop pure desire. Krishna, Prabhupada, please you help me. I want to pass this life just by serving you. I don't want anything. When this pure desire becomes strong, super soul will help. Krishna will help. Krishna will give this intelligence. Then this natural sacrifice mentality will come. But intellectually or through intelligence, many times hurdles will come. We want to sacrifice something, well, to do something, we'll perform it up to a certain limit. When challenges will come, problems will come, immediately we said, no, I can't do it more. I can't do it more. When hurdles will come, okay, I can't go forward. Why I'll face so many challenges? Inspiration will not come from inside. But when we develop pure desire and Guru Krishna accept that mood, Krishna accept that mood, many hurdles may come, many problems may come. But same sacrifice mood will come. And they will arrange.
But Maharaj, pure desire itself has to be guided by intelligence. Why I'm doing this? Before, how I do it, what I do. Before, why?
But sometimes our intelligence cheating us. We are follower. Our intelligence should follow spiritual master, acharya, shastra. Our intelligence sometimes think this is good, this is bad. We are best utilization of our intelligence is to follow acharya and shastra.
Correct. But even to surrender, it says tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasna. I must be inquiring with intelligence that what am I doing, what am I serving, why I am doing this, what will be benefit. So intelligence has to be eternally.
Yeah, intelligence is required. It is proper utilization of intelligence to follow acharya system. And before therefore before inquiry, pranipata seva. First seva, then pranipata. You see the commentaries. Not that pranipata, you can approach to sadhu. Immediately you can see sadhu and ask, who are you? Can you show me God? No, you have to serve. Therefore, first service, then pranipata. First, and pranipata, what is the meaning of pranipata?
Submitting himself.
Surrender. Not paying obeisances. Actually, what meaning is paying obeisances? But you can see the essence, what Prabhupada said in purport. Completely surrender. When you surrender, your intelligence is also surrender. Your intelligence is bound to follow now sadhu. Like when Prabhupada came here, all his disciples, you ask to them, they ask many questions, but ultimately, their intelligent following Srila Prabhupada. They never ask, if you distribute books, whether this is prem, they never ask. Naturally, because they are surrender now, naturally, they are following. Important is pranipata. Pranipata is very important. If you surrender, then Krishna will take care. Everything. Like Arjuna surrender. Krishna gave intelligent how to fight, how to take care, how to everything. That is a big challenge for us. Intelligent is not allowing, never allowing. Even we are studying Shastra, even we are hearing repeatedly, intelligent is never allowing us to surrender at lotus feet of Acharya. You are my only life. Only you can save me if you like. If you like, I cannot force you. But I don't find any way. Unless you give surrender, unless you protect me, unless you accept me, I don't have any qualification in spiritual life. And that should be our intelligence propensity. Then it is up to Guru and Krishna now. Because our intelligence may allow us to go to third dimension. Third dimensional things. But spiritual things, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is fourth dimensional things to infinite.
But Maharaj, intelligence means it has to have a backup by Acharya's opinion or Shastra.
Shastra.
Intelligence is not opinion.
No, intelligence is...
means discriminating power, logic, reasoning, why I'm doing things I do. It has to have a backup by Acharya and scripture.
They already said everything.
And Prabhupada said that should be always there when somebody does bhakti.
Yeah. That will come automatically. Okay, last now. This is time.
Maharaj, I had one last thing. For devotees who are in second generation and third generation now, who didn't get a chance to hear or see your spiritual master, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, could you speak a few words in his glorification and how can we develop a connection with Maharaj and his words and his teachings?
Simply, Gurudev used to say one thing. ISKCON is Mahaprabhu's moment. I don't want to speak about so much about my spiritual master, because actually this is matter of realization. We can preach about Krishna, but preaching about Guru is a difficult job. preaching about Guru, it is a matter of realization. So only I can say one thing. Our Gurudev's guideline, Gurudev always used to say, ISKCON is Mahaprabhu's movement. Because whenever a devotee is saying something about ISKCON, this is happening, Guru said, no. ISKCON is Mahaprabhu's movement, first one. And second one, Prabhupada, not only he was pure devotee, we can say only pure devotee, he was empowered by Panchatattva, Nityananda Prabhu, all various acharyas. And third one, he said, always be loyal to ISKCON, don't leave ISKCON. Yeah. So important is, Gurudev's teachings always be simple, and what Srila Prabhupada said, just try to follow it, and always pray. And he mostly, whole life he used to say, you ask any question, he said, chant nicely, pray to Krishna. Krishna will help you. And always be loyal to acharyas. Be loyal to acharyas. I can give you one example. Gurudev's servant was there. Next to Gurudev's room, Prabhupada's deity was there. And that deity was installed by Gurudev, like this deity, Srila Prabhupada's deity. Why? Because Prabhupada said, I will come at the inauguration time of your temple, but Prabhupada left body. Therefore, Gurudev installed Srila Prabhupada's deity one day before temple inauguration. But the servant who was staying with Srila Gurudev, he was staying normally. So if someone will come and ask whether this original Prabhupada or Prabhupada's deity, what you will say? What you will say? You will say Prabhupada's deity. And one person public came, and he asked to Gurudev's servant, is original sadhu or sadhu's deity? And this devotee said, the servant said, Srila Prabhupada's deity. And then Gurudev said, come here and slap him. What you are saying? You are staying with me. You are staying for many years in the ashram. The common people is asking, who is he? And you are saying he's deity? He's my spiritual master. Why not you say he's Prabhupada? He's present here. You see, this is common thing. For us, this is a common matter. Anyone saying, oh, yes, this is Prabhupada's deity. But for him, very painful. Why you said Prabhupada's deity? He's a deity. Why you said Prabhupada is here? Prabhupada is here. That means how much priority you have to give to acharyas in your life. In spiritual life, it's actually, this is spiritual life. How much priority you are giving to acharyas? Don't worry that how much you are chanting, how much you are serving, how much you are doing, performing other activities. But how much priority you are giving? First priority to acharyas. That is the topmost level of spiritual life. That is Gurudev's teachings. Prabhupada, many things are there. I can't say. Once someone gave Prabhupada some Gaudiya Math books, some devotees from Australia give one Gaudiya Math books. He was a good writer. He was a sannyasi. But Gurudev said, okay, let's see. Within this book, this Maharaj commented something about Srila Prabhupada. He gives some comments about Srila Prabhupada. And in that day, Gurudev have diary. Every day he used to maintain his diaries. So I was reading, in that day Gurudev mentioned in his diary, today is a very bad day for me. Because this devotee gave me this book, but when I open this book, I have a good vision towards that Maharaj, but that Maharaj is commenting my spiritual master. He give comments about my spiritual master. This is a bad day for me. I lose all respect for this Maharaj. Gurudev not mentioned in anywhere. Gurudev mentioned in his diary. Before I have a respect, but he's criticizing my spiritual master. And today, I have to return these books. I will not keep these books in my bookshelf. And again, he called this devotee and return these books. I don't want to keep these books. So this is called loyalty. First priority to acharyas. Yeah, loyalty. That is spiritual life. We are very weak. But only thing will help our loyal mentality, loyalty towards acharyas. Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, संबित भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरि कृष्ण, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।